Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So great to be here with you on episode number 42 of the show. I'm losing count of the numbers here. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. Thanks to Dave and Buster's for having us out on Friday. Lonzo and I got to compete in a lot of different fun things on Friday. We will share with you the results of that competition a little bit later in the program. Want to remind you guys, we've got something very, very exciting going on. I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but I do want to let you know that second place is available to you, okay? First place has already been taken. It's been taken by the person that you're hearing speak right now. But listen, second place is available in our bracket challenge, okay? All you need to do is go to ESPNUpstate.com. The bracket is there for you to fill out. We've got tons of great prizes. Check back to see how your bracket is doing. Listen, I mean, this is a lot of good stuff. We've got Visa gift cards, Bojangles gift cards, Dave & Buster's Power Play cards to give away. Lots of fun stuff going on in this particular bracket. Ladies and gentlemen, my picks are officially in. My picks for the bracket are officially in, and in my left hand, I hold the world's only perfect bracket. Alonzo, you have yours as well?
Yes,
if,
I do.
If you want all the incorrect picks, listen to Alonzo. If you would like to win the Mega Millions.
Hey, I'm the blonde in the corner cube who gets everything right and has no idea what is going on in college basketball. So maybe you shouldn't listen to the expert.
Realize you were the blonde in the corner cube. The blonde in the corner cube has suddenly gotten a demotion, Alonzo. What's going on here, buddy? No, tell me about your bracket. What do you got? What are your biggest upsets here?
I don't know that I have any big upsets.
Of course.
I probably do. I have some. What I did is I printed this out too small, and I can't read it. So I can't tell you because I can't read it even if I go like this. And I have lost my glasses, and this is part of me being a grandpa. These are things that pretty soon I'm going to be wearing mismatched clothes
and
Crocs and stuff.
A couple of years ago, the eye started doing this thing on me where I have to move it a certain distance away in order to be able to see it, right? And I'm like, crap, that's got to mean that like I'm only a number of years away from having bifocals, right?
I did pick some upsets. I picked the Big Ten to win in almost any game they're in. I did not pick the Big Ten to win at all, though. I always do that. Every once in a while, it works out good for me. So,
okay, fantastic. Well, we've got a ton of good stuff coming up here in the program today. You know, the tournament, ladies and gentlemen, is I liken it to a party. We're all invited to a party. We don't know much about the party, but we're all really into the party once we get there. Right. It's a cultural experience. We haven't paid much attention to what's going on, but it's a party that we all, each and every one of us, wants to be invited to. All right. And I've always kind of viewed the tournament as such. Now, last year's tournament was the lowest rated tournament in 9 years nationally. And it begs the question, is the tournament still today what it used to be? For me personally, I grew up with the tournament. I initially felt when I was a kid that the very purpose of sports was to break my heart. I have since learned that that is the role of women in my life, not sports. But what my first sports memory, my first sports experience involves March Madness, my very first sports memory. I'm in Houston, Texas. It's 1983. I am 2 months shy of my six-year-old birthday. And my dad's team, which therefore was my team, was the 1983 Phi Slamma-Jamma team of the Houston Cougars. It contained Michael Young, Clyde the Glide Drexler, and Akeem Olajuwon. At that point, not Hakeem, just Akeem Olajuwon. And because they had more talent than everybody else, they were just rolling through each and every team that they played. Every single team that they played, they were rolling through. It wasn't even a competition. Most of these games, they're winning by 30-plus points. Closer games were within 20-plus points. But there wasn't the parity in college basketball that there is today. And you consider that two of the best 50 players in the history of the NBA, as named by the NBA, Akeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler, were on the same collegiate team. Imagine how unfair that would be. Also imagine, if you would, how unfair it would be to a young five-year-old Mark Ryan to watch his beloved Houston Cougars fall in the championship game on an alley-oop to Derek Wittenberg of the sixth-seeded North Carolina State Wolfpack led by Jim Valvano. It was the first sports memory of my life. It was March Madness at its finest, and to my money, at its worst. And lo and behold, that was the first memory I had. And like I said, you know, it's a party. We don't always know a lot about the party. We have busy lives. We're into other things. I feel like we follow the minutia of football a lot more than we follow the minutia of college basketball. But once we get to the party, man, once we get to the party, we're all about it. And the party, ladies and gentlemen, is here, and it's here right now. Do you think you can beat me in the bracket? You have about as much of a chance of scoring a date with Scarlett Johansson as beating me in the bracket. Folks, I'm not really a boastful man, but second place is available for you. Okay, second place is available for you.
He said that with a straight face.
Yes.
I'm not really a boastful man.
I'm not really a boastful man, but second place is available for you here. So let's establish one thing, shall we? Let's establish kind of bracket protocol here, if we shall. Okay, bracket protocol clearly states that you should never have more than one bracket. Okay, you should never have more than one. I don't get all these people who pick multiple brackets. I don't get it. Like, what do you actually believe? If you actually believe what you're... So I've got an upset bracket, bro. Oh, I've got a favorites bracket, bro. Oh, I've got a nutty bracket, bro. Like, no. What is your bracket? What is your... You should never have more than one. It's like a girlfriend. You should never have more than one, right? Have a bracket you can believe in. And then that is your bracket among all the different bracket challenges that you do. But you know which one you should sign up first for, right? The one right here on ESPNUpstate.com. Lonzo's picks are official. My picks are official. I believe straight up with Sturge's picks are official. I think I called Sturge's picks artificial just there.
And you'd be absolutely right.
Yeah, are his picks artificial?
I'm sure he had some help. He
really?
Probably had Diesel do it for him.
Okay. Artificial picks for straight up with Sturge. And Diesel's picks will be up there as well. I wonder, Lonzo, is this one of those things, Lonzo, can you look up my picks? Like, can you see what picks I made?
Here's the thing. What they do, we'll get an invite for in-building team, and you put in a code, and you can see what everybody else in the building is doing. And I don't care about any other station, anybody else. We just have to beat that show, whatever it's called, that comes on after us. That's all we got
to
do.
Oh, I have to rely on you? I am dead.
Listen, no, you're not.
Oh, my God, I'm dead.
You don't know how weak Diesel is at picking stuff. You don't know how weak. You don't know how weak.
Boss man, Mark Hendricks, if you're listening, why have you made me rely on Lonzo for this?
I would just point something out.
Oh.
This time slot has won every year, if I recall, and it's not going to change now. We're going to continue to win, and if we lose because of you, it would be because of you.
Lonzo, listen, losing because of me, let's just establish right now, is the impossibility of all impossibilities.
Hey, you keep that confidence, because yeah. I want you to be as good as you say you are, because I don't want to lose to that other show.
This will be the first time and only time in the history of our show that Lonzo and I will actually be rooting for one another as opposed to against one another. I don't know how I feel about this, Lonzo. I like you much more when you're my sports enemy. This worked so well with your whole Ohio State BS, the Lakers making the playoff BS. By the way, I do want to let you guys know Lonzo paid up his bet on the Lakers not even making the playoffs, and he paid up the bet before the Lakers are even mathematically eliminated
from the
playoffs.
Real men pay up their bets.
Before you even owed the bet, you paid it up.
Oh, they're done. I mean, LeBron just lost with getting blocked at the end. It's done. It's over. They're finished.
Yeah, they lost to the Brooklyn Nets over the weekend for sure. Listen, yesterday for me, a fantastic day. It's one of the great days in sports when you kind of observe what's going on, when you see the brackets unveiled. There's something still very magical, very special about that in sports. We are your one-stop shop for all things bracket news, bracket coverage today here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. At 3 p.m. this afternoon, we're going to push the top three at three back one segment because Aaron Torres of Fox Sports Radio is going to join us, give us his thoughts on the bracket. I have absolutely the team that should not have gotten in the tournament. I have teams that I'm very, very offended that didn't make the tournament as well. And I'm going to share with you some of my reveals, some of my picks, some of my quick takes about the tournament. It is, folks, it's an absolutely positively glorious day in the world of sports. There's something about today, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there's very few sports days that do this for you anymore, that bring back that joy of being a little kid. Lonzo, Lonzo, you're a, I think, and I say this with affection, you're a big kid. Right?
Like, oh, without a doubt.
You're a big kid. Are there any sports days that bring with you the same level of excitement that when a new comic book or a new Marvel movie comes out? Because this is that day for me, brother. Today is that day for me. Today is that day. It's like I get a brand new He-Man action figure. I mean, that was my thing back in the day.
So you're making it sound like that you can only nerd out on one thing. I nerd out on so many things, including sports. I love when the Super Bowl comes around. I actually like Wimbledon. I'm sorry. I do, because it reminds me of college football, because we watched Wimbledon. We had 3 days back then when you had to practice 3 times a day. There are several things. I love whenever the Chiefs play. I love whenever Ohio State plays. I get excited, the same kind of excitement with that. I don't get as excited for this because I'm not a college basketball fan. But what gets me into it more is the competition between us and that show that comes on next. And that makes me want to get into it more.
I'm very hopeful, Lonzo. I'm discouraged.
I don't like to lose, as you well know, although you saw me maybe lose with dignity. But that's not always the case.
Well, would you do me a favor? Will you actually print out a legible copy of your bracket so that we can actually go over these on the course of the show today? It looks like mine is the same size as yours. Yes. So we'll have to.
Here's the thing. I can see who I picked to win. I just can't see what seeds they were and if it was an upset. That's all.
Whereas I may sound a little bit arrogant about this, ladies and gentlemen, please know I've won 3 of these things in the past. I've won 3 of them. So my cockiness is coming from a very accurate
place.
What
is the percentage, though, if you've won 3 out of how many?
Well, hey, I'm 41 years old, so 3 out of 41. You do one a year, right? So I've won 3 out of 41. I think that's a fantastic percentage, Lonzo. But you are free to compete with us, ESPNUpstate.com. Up next, they were absolutely robbed, but there's a ray of hope. And that's next. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Monday edition of the show, everybody. We are the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. Here's how you can get to us. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. is the number to get to us on the show. You can tweet us, where we love your interaction, at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air for me, and at Lonzo on Word for Lonzo. The text line, the Health Dare text line, is there for you at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. And then you can get to me via email as well. And I'm getting a lot more emails these days. So very, very happy to get those. Happy to get to your takes on the air. Why would you send an email to the show? Well, if your message can't be contained in 140 characters on Twitter, or if it's longer than a typical text, you might like to email the show. And you can do that, Mark Ryan, that's M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Folks, you know, my belief is, that the SoCon tournament, got hosed in this particular bracket. It got absolutely hosed. The SoCon conference. This is a conference that that put together some fantastic basketball this year. This is a conference that had four really good teams in terms of Wofford, Furman, UNC Greensboro, and East Tennessee State University. And the absolute and total heartbreak of all of this is that the SoCon Conference put out this big campaign to make sure that they got two teams or more into the tournament, right? So it was two-bid SoCon. And that's really the thing for all small leagues, right? If you're not a major conference, you only get one bid in the tournament. If you're not a major conference, your conference tournament winner gets the bid, right? And so no one else gets the bid except the team that wins the conference tournament. The SoCon had a year this year that merited more teams getting in. And the heartbreak of all heartbreaks is that, ladies and gentlemen, it's been determined that UNC Greensboro was the very next team, that was the very first team knocked out. And they were knocked out when Oregon upset Washington in the Pac-12 tournament. Many people talked about the Pac-12 this year as a one-bid league. A major conference being a one-bid league is almost unheard of. The Pac-12 ends up getting three in. Why? Because Arizona State was one of the last four teams in as well. The other team was supposed to be Washington. And then when Oregon upset Washington, Oregon made its way into the tournament, and UNC Greensboro were knocked out. David Warlock is the NCAA's Director of Media Coordination and Statistics, confirmed on Twitter moments after the tournament selection show on CBS ended. He said, quote, "In case no one picked up on it, UNC Greensboro was in the field until late last night. Oregon's win knocked them out. In order, Alabama, TCU, and Indiana were the next ones that missed the field." Incredible. Incredible. So the SoCon's big campaign was, we deserve multiple bids. And now the SoCon is so upset, but the SoCon had multiple bids until Oregon upset Washington very, very late. That put UNC Greensboro out of the field, and now they have to settle for the NIT. Gardner Webb is less than an hour away from us here, and Gardner Webb is in the tournament. So congratulations to them, two area teams in the tournament with Gardner Webb and Wofford. My belief is, and I'm far from the only one who believes this, is that the tournament should be much more about the little guy than the big guy. And I say this in spite of the fact that my school was a mediocre big boy. My school, the University of Florida, a very mediocre big boy this year. And yet my school was rewarded. You know, as much as it would hurt me personally, I would love to see the NCAA move in a direction where the likes of UNC Greensboro and Furman, you know, you put 24, 28 wins on the docket over the course of the season, I'm not going to argue you getting the berth. I'm never going to argue you getting the berth. My school, Florida, is in the tournament with 15 losses. They've lost 15 times, and they're in the tournament. So my heart breaks. My heart absolutely breaks for UNC Greensboro, and my heart breaks for the SoCon Conference, because it was down to one bid, and UNC Greensboro was in. And then as is the predictable craziness of March Madness, it didn't happen. It just did not happen. All right. I do believe, though, if I may, I think Wofford has a real shot in this thing. I mean, I really, really do. Wofford gets Seton Hall in the first round matchup in Jacksonville. I love Wofford in that particular matchup. And then they get Kentucky. And Kentucky is big, bad Kentucky, and there's no doubt about it. But I think Kentucky's beatable. This isn't one of the unbeatable Kentucky teams that we've seen in recent memory. You know, the only teams anybody talked about all year long in the Southeastern Conference were Kentucky and Tennessee. Zero titles among them. Neither team won the regular season SEC championship. Neither team won the SEC tournament. Kentucky's very beatable. I mean, if you want to talk about a program-changing win, a program-making win, what about if Wofford upsets Kentucky? They're going to beat Seton Hall in game one. Let's get to it, and Brad joins us up first. Brad, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. I got an interesting NCAA tournament selection deal for you. I read it a couple days in the lead-up to Selection Sunday. It was one of these anonymous team analysis. Team A.
Oh, the blind resume type deal, right?
Yeah, the blind resume deal. That's the phrase I was looking for. Team A is 4-3 against quad one teams and 22-0 against everybody else. Team B is 2-6 against quad one teams and 24-0 against everybody else. And both teams lost in their conference tournament finals. Team A is Gonzaga, a number one seed. Team B is UNCG, not even in.
Oh my God! Okay, so give me the UNCG resume again. Give me that part of it.
2-6 versus quad one opponents, and three of those six losses are against Wofford. So they're 2-6 against quad one opponents.
Okay.
And Gonzaga's 4-3 against quad one opponents, and they're undefeated against everybody else.
Undefeated against everyone, and they've got two quad one wins. And they're not, yep. And they're not in the tournament. And look, it's. I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing. You know, Greensboro's coach has said that they're absolutely devastated that they're out of the tournament. And I would imagine that finding out that you were the first team out makes it kind of even worse, Brad. I mean, wouldn't you agree? I mean, watch. They might lose in the first round of the NIT, and we always say this, oh, look, they didn't belong in the tournament. They lost in the NIT. It's never somebody really good that wins the NIT because so much of this is emotion-based, right? UNC Greensboro's completely crestfallen right now, man. They're not winning the NIT. They were almost in the dance.
Yeah, I didn't know that about them being knocked out based on that Oregon win until you...
That was the game that was the birth that knocked UNC Greensboro out. And to me, it's devastating, not just to them, but also the entire SOCOM conference. Brad, thanks so much for the phone call, but I do appreciate it. The blind resume stuff is real cool. And you know what? I mean, you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am completely and totally on board with what I'm telling you, because I'm telling you this in spite of the fact that my school would be on the outs looking in if my policy was adopted, right? Way too many mediocre big conference schools like Florida, like Minnesota, getting into the field, and way too few UNC Greensboros. You know, watching Florida play a Michigan does nothing for me. Watching UNC Greensboro potentially play Michigan in a second round has me on the edge of my seat. And I'm speaking as if Florida was not my team, right? That's what the tournament is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about the UCFs, the Virginia Commonwealths, the Belmonts, the UNCGs, the Buffaloes, the Woffords. I mean, that's what the tournament is supposed to be about. And when we knock UNCG out because Oregon beats Washington, it's just, it's totally a crime, man. Here's Dick Vitale on the committee's propensity to reward mediocrity.
I mean, the committee has done, like you said, a great job. If you look toward the quad system and the net, yes. But I think there's sometimes a little more judgment has to enter the picture. And I think it's unfair for the little guy when we get 5% of the at-large birds for them. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's proper. And I will go to my grave screaming at, yelling at, and believing that, because the little guy gets shoved in a corner. 28 wins mean nothing. Mediocrity is always rewarded, it seems, over greatness. End of story. I'm done about it.
He's done about it. He's done about it. I'm kind of too. The biggest joke bid in this entire freaking tournament, okay, is Oklahoma. What a joke. Now, Oklahoma, and if the little guy, if UNC Greensboro, or if Furman played in the Big 12 and they went 7-11, I would tell you they don't belong in the tournament. They've already had their shot. What the hell do we need to see a 7-11 team in the tournament for? What does that do for anybody? Right? Is that what we want the tournament to be? A home to a 7-11 team in their particular conference? Is that what we want the tournament to be? Well, folks, I'll tell you what. Oklahoma, their wins this year, their best wins. Wofford, okay, decent win. Florida, bubble team in the tournament. Kansas, in a down year. All right, Kansas didn't win the regular season or the conference tournament in the Big 12. So they beat Wofford, Florida, and Kansas, and they landed a 9 seed. Where the hell is Furman? Where the hell is UNC Greensboro? Where the hell are the little guys? 7-11 was their conference record. That's 7-11. I'd take the gas or convenience store over them. Ladies and gentlemen, we have rules when it comes to selecting bowl teams in college football. We have those rules. What are those rules? You must win 6 games. You must be no worse than 6-6. In very rare exceptions, you can be 5-7 if they don't have enough bowl teams. But by and large, the record is 6-6, and you can only have one win against an FCS opponent. Why, oh why, do we not have uniform guidelines for the tournament the same way we do for college football? If you fail to go 500 in any conference, you're ineligible. You're ineligible. A 7-11 conference team in the tournament is a total joke. I don't care that they beat Wofford. I don't care that they beat Florida. I don't care that they beat Kansas in a down year. They lost 11 games in their conference. And, like, spare me all this BS about, oh, player Team A got an injured player back. Your resume is your resume. We evaluate the whole resume. It's not what we expect you to do now. It's what you did over the course of the entire season, right? If your injured player was out, tough beans, man. That's part of your resume. Right? 7-11 in their conference is a total joke. And, you know, it calls into question the credibility of the entire tournament when Oklahoma gets a 9 seed with 11 conference losses. 11 conference losses. You've got to be kidding me, man. You've got to be kidding me. What did UNC Greensboro have? Two conference losses? And we're allowing a team with 11 conference losses in. You see what I mean? I mean, Dick Vitale is totally right. He's totally on point on this. The little guy continues to get screwed, not in all the cases, but in a majority of the cases. And the SoCon Conference and their committee to get multiple teams in, they're exactly right. They're absolutely right for doing so. This was a year where that conference put together the best basketball season that they've ever had. This was a year where Furman beat Villanova, a 6 seed. This was a year where Wofford ended the year in the top 25 and ended the year unbeaten in the conference. Okay? UNC Greensboro 15-3. Furman Paladins 13-5, 25-7 overall. UNC Greensboro is 28-6. And they're not in the tournament. They have two quad one wins. They're undefeated against everybody that they played not in quad one. My alma mater can't say that. In my alma mater, Florida's in the dance. Make sense of that for me, please. Because it makes no sense whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. It is high time that we establish a brand new holiday in this country. And I will reveal that holiday to you next. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. We're right here on ESPN Upstate, streaming live on ESPNUpstate.com. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. A glorious post-bracket reveal Monday makes me feel like a kid again, man. I'm like, I'm walking around. You know how like kids, when they really love a sport, they walk around with that ball in their hand the entire day, right? When I was a kid, I always had a basketball in my hands every single where I went. I was making moves on my couch. I was doing killer crossovers on the coffee table in the middle of the living room. I was always hearing, don't bounce the ball in the house, Mark, you know, from the moms. Today, it's the same thing, man. You know, this bracket will be the only thing going to bed with me this evening, okay? This bracket, I can't let go of it, brother. It's like golfers wearing the green jacket in their bed. They can't take it off. I can't remove this bracket from my hands. You know why? Because it's got all the correct picks on it. All the correct picks are right here. Hey, in the break, a listener has thrown the offsides flag on me, Lonzo. All right, Ryan Frick with a penalty call on me. He says, I said the Lakers lost to the Brooklyn Nets over the weekend. They lost with a game-ending block. I can tell you who the player is that blocked the shot. It was Mario Hezonja. They lost to the Knicks on the weekend, not the Brooklyn Nets.
See, the flag should be on me also because I knew that, but I just let you go because, you know, it was early on in the show and I didn't want to correct the host.
Is that what it was? Oh, dude, no, listen, man, you can throw the flag. You know, it's kind of like an irrelevant error. The bottom line is the Lakers are out, right? They're out.
I believe the Nets are actually better than the Knicks. So
Nets are going to make the playoffs. So I was giving the Lakers more credit than they deserved. There's no doubt about that. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to establish something with you right now. Okay, there are, and I believe we get here at Entercom, we get 9 or 10 national holidays a year off. Is that correct, Lonzo? 9 or 10 national holidays.
I've never actually counted them, but that sounds right.
Yeah, about 9 or 10 national holidays a year. They're great because you get a few of them, and you know, one in January. My second weekend here, I really needed a day off, and we had the day off for MLK Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, all of these wonderful days off that you get throughout the year. But folks, in my opinion, can you get behind me on this? I would greatly appreciate it if you would. It is time to have a national sports holiday, all right? And other countries do this. Do you realize that? Like when Portugal is playing in the World Cup, there's nobody at work that day. It is a national sports holiday, all right? Because they understand that the productivity will be nothing if people are at work. Do you understand two things about March Madness? Number one, that March Madness this week is the week of more male vasectomies than any other week of the year. More men get the snip-snip today on a Monday than any other week of the year because you have a couple painful recovery days there, and then by Thursday you're out for the whole week. You can have a cocktail and enjoy some basketball Thursday and Friday. You're rounding into form on Thursday and Friday. You can begin to enjoy life again by that point. It's a great time. Do you also know that $4 billion of productivity time is lost the first 2 days of March Madness? $4 billion with the Austin Powers pinky raised to my mouth. Okay? $4 billion. If we're losing $4 billion, why not just take the day off? Doesn't it make sense? Folks, for a number of years, we have asked for, many people have asked for opening day in baseball to be a national holiday. Many people have said opening day, and my argument is People don't care about baseball anymore. And I'm going to prove that to you at 2:20 this afternoon. People don't care about baseball anymore. But they do care about March Madness. So can we all agree that one day, you can pick the day, Thursday or Friday, the first day of March Madness, the second day of March Madness, one of these 2 days needs to be a national holiday. And I'm Jerry Maguire, and I'm holding the goldfish above my head in a bag right now, and I'm saying, who's coming with me? Who's coming with me? Am I alone on an island here, right? Who's coming with me on this venture? Because look, all of our days off, there are days of historical significance. Each one of them is rooted in a very, very good cause. But why are we above, as a nation, having a day off for sport? Okay? This month to me, ladies and gentlemen, the month of March, is the second best sports month of the year. October's number one, March is number two. And March is number two because of the glorious event that begins on Thursday. It's fantastic. And folks, it's about time we recognize it. It's about time we commemorate it with a holiday of its own. All right? A holiday of its own. Who needs opening day? Who needs opening day? Who needs opening day in baseball to be a holiday when no one cares anymore? You know, when I was in Tampa, the Tampa Bay Rays sold out opening day. Sold out opening day every single year, and then there were 6,000 people at every game after that. Right? Lonzo, are you with me? Can you get behind? If we have one sports national holiday, what sport should get the national holiday? Who should it be? I'm going March Madness, day one, Thursday is a national holiday. I'll allow you to make it Friday if you want, so you get the three-day weekend. But one of these first two opening days should be a national holiday, bar none. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join the show. Not coming with you, Mark. March Madness, blah. Ready for it to be over with. Yeah, to get to what? What's next on the calendar? I mean, what are you so excited about that's coming up after
the
this?
The AAF Championship.
Yeah, right? Right? I mean, come on, man. I mean, look, even if you don't have a team in the party, and there's been a few years where Florida hasn't been in the dance, I still love the event. I still love the tournament. There's just something so exciting about it. And, you know, everybody's got their own tournament day strategy as well. I revealed mine to you, Lonzo, in private. Now I'll probably mistakenly reveal it in public. And my strategy for Thursday and Friday, whether you're going to play hooky, whether you're going to call in sick, my strategy is going to be this Thursday and Friday. I'm going to stick my head in my boss's office at 8 a.m. to show him that I'm here. Okay? Wow, look at the commitment from Mark. He's here at 8 a.m. on the first day of the tournament. Then I'm going to try to get all my stuff done because we're not on the air here on Thursday and Friday, right? Going to try to get all my stuff done. And then I'm going to dip out of here right at noon, okay? Right at noon. That's going to be my attempted strategy. If anyone intercepts me on the way down the stairs at noon, we're going to have a problem. There's going to be a problem on your hands, okay? So anyway, Lonzo, that's my plan. I don't know if that's going to work or not.
You gave it away on the air, and that's a mistake because he will be waiting for you at noon, or he will send you so many emails of things that you can catch up on since you don't have a show for Thursday and Friday that you will not be going anywhere, I'm guessing. But, you know, I'm already scheduling appointments and things for here because I know I'm not going anywhere.
Listen, boss man, just pretend you didn't hear that. That is my strategy plan for Thursday and Friday. Show up at 8 a.m., put in a solid 4 hours from 8 a.m. to noon, and then make a graceful exit right at noon. A very graceful exit. So quiet you couldn't hear my footsteps leave. You couldn't hear a pin drop. Just a graceful exit. Lonzo, can you get behind my national holiday? Look, Monday after the Super Bowl, Kevin and Greer. That's his idea. We have another texter that says Clemson football opening day. Listen, a national holiday, dude. Come on, man.
Yeah, national holiday.
National holiday.
I would say the Tuesday after the college national championship.
The Tuesday after the national college championship?
For football, yeah. Because, you know, people have to stay up really late to watch that thing. And, you know, especially around here, people have been invested in it a few times in the last, you know, couple years. So I'm just saying, that to me would be more of a better day off. And you know what? Go ahead and take that Monday, too. Let's just have that Monday and Tuesday off.
This will be kind of the show question that we ask you guys today, okay? What should be, if we were able, and I think there's room in the calendar to do this, and I think we have a president right now that might just be willing to do this, have one sports national holiday a year. You get one day. What's the day that you're taking? Is it opening day? Is it, like I'm suggesting, the first month, the first Thursday of March Madness? Is it the day after the college football national championship? Or is it the Monday after the Super Bowl? Johnny Roebuck on Twitter tweets in, the holiday has to be the Monday after the Super Bowl. No. Why, Johnny? Like, how many years do you even care who plays in the Super Bowl? Right? And the Super Bowl, even here on the East Coast, starts at 6 p.m. It's over by 10 p.m. Like, I mean, it's not like you're up way late at night, the Super Bowl night, right? It's not like you can't be at work the next day. But March Madness takes place right in the middle of the workday, to the point where you've got jabronis like me trying to figure a way to skip out. All right, coming up next, a fun weekend adventure with my producer, Lonzo. We got together, we went at it at some of the games you all love. We'll reveal the scoreboard of those games next. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's right here on ESPN Upstate. So Friday, we were live at Dave and Buster's right here in the Greenville area. And for a live remote show, had a fantastic time. The people there are outstanding. I mean, you talk about March Madness making you feel like a kid again. Regardless of your age, Dave and Buster's makes you feel like a kid again in a really outstanding way. I had a chance to meet Lonzo's family, who was absolutely outstanding. Lonzo, I've yet to figure out what's happened to you, but your family is absolutely outstanding.
I'm the artsy guy. We were surrounded by geniuses, weren't we?
We certainly were. Lonzo and I were cracking up at the level of intelligence surrounding the table, with the exception of he and I. Right? I mean, that's exactly what we were doing. But at the treat of his wife Teresa, right?
Lisa. At least it rhymed. Lisa. I mean, so you were close.
I'm sorry. At the treating of Lisa, I played the most immersive video game experience of my life. At this Dave and Buster's, they have virtual reality Jurassic Park. Well, let me just say this. Everyone played Jurassic Park. I played Jurassic Kicked Park. I got my Jurassic kicked all over that video game. But it's virtual reality, and they put you in these roller coaster seats during the game. So you're coming up on a cliff, and your seat like throws you forward while you're in virtual reality. Man, I was tripping. I was absolutely tripping playing that game. It was a total blast. But Lonzo, it is time for a reveal, sir. On the manly of manly games here, Lonzo and I played Papa Shot basketball, and we also played air hockey, which I was told was Lonzo's game. Ladies and gentlemen, here were the results. Papa Shot basketball, Mark score 24, Lonzo's 8. Air hockey, Lonzo's game, Mark score 5, Lonzo score 1. Oh, Lonzo, you have some splaining to do, sir. You have some splaining to do, sir.
We're out of time for this hour. Look at that.
He just turns up the music. We're out of time for this hour. Okay. But in any case, Lonzo, thank you for paying up your bet. Thank you for having me hang out with you and the family. That was so much fun, dude. So much fun. It was great to spend time with your family. And thank you to Lisa. And thank you to your kids, who are fantastic. Looking forward to doing that again sometime here real, real soon. Okay. Coming up next on the show, quick takes on each region in the March Madness bracket, plus your phone calls. If you're on the line, please hold. We'll get to you. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.